And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 12th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Heidi, Johanna Spyri, born in the village of Herzl, Switzerland, in 1827. It's the birthday of Juna Barnes, born near Cornwall on Hudson, New York, 1892, went off to live in Paris, where she wrote the experimental novel Nightwood, and then spent the last 42 years of her life as a recluse in New York City. And it's the birthday of the young woman who wrote, "It's really a wonder that I haven't dropped all my ideals because they seem so absurd and impossible to carry out. Yet I keep them because, in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart. I simply can't build up my hopes on a foundation consisting of confusion, misery, and death." The words of Anne Frank, who was born on this day in 1929 in Frankfurt, Germany. She was 4 years old when the Nazis won the local elections in Frankfurt, and soon thereafter her father, Otto, moved the family to Amsterdam. Four of more than 300,000 other Jews who fled Germany in those years. In Amsterdam, her father sold fruit pectin, herbs, and spices, and after the Nazis invaded the Netherlands and after Anne's older sister Margot had gotten notice to report to a German work camp, the Frank family walked in the rain to the father's warehouse and went up the stairs to a set of rooms in the attic that Anne would come to call the secret annex. Within weeks, they were joined by four other people, and for 2 years, eight people shared 500 square feet with one toilet that they could not flush during the day. Anne had gotten a red and white checkered cloth diary for her 13th birthday, and in that diary, she wrote, "When I write, I can shake all of my cares, my sorrow disappears, my spirits are revived. But will I ever be able to write something truly great? Will I ever become a journalist or a writer?" The English translation of the diary, entitled Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl, was published in 1952. It has sold tens of millions of copies. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston. It is raining on the house of Anne Frank. It is raining on the house of Anne Frank and on the tourists herded together under the shadow of their umbrellas, on the perfectly silent tourists who would rather be somewhere else but who wait here on stairs so steep they must rise to some occasion high in the empty loft, in the quaint toilet, in the skeleton of a kitchen, or on the map, each of its arrows a barb of wire, with all the dates, the expulsions, the forbidding shapes of continents. And across Amsterdam, it is raining on the Van Gogh Museum, where we will hurry next to see how someone else could find the pure center of light within the dark circle of his demons. A poem by Linda Paston, It Is Raining on the House of Anne Frank, from Carnival Evening, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal solutions for business owners, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.